I'm here with Gabe Thomas. We're at the All-Star Series by the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. Gabe, you've played quite a few games so far. You've been involved. What's the experience been like for you?
It's been really fun to play some good ball. You see a lot of different talents and a lot of different perspectives coming from all around the state. Obviously, within our section, it's some good ball being played, and it's fun to play some good ball with these guys. Really appreciative to be nominated for it.
Well, this is a unique experience for people who don't know. You're playing with guys who you probably would see at state tournaments or playoffs, or even from the Little Hawkeye Conference. A kid from Grinnell is here too. You know, what's that like been like for you? Obviously, you play with the same guys for years at Pella, but to have different perspectives and different experiences and some really good ball players you're with.
It's great. Really, just to see, there's just so much variety out there. It's kind of unexplainable, really, to play this high level of ball. With a team that's kind of struggled the last couple of years, it's really refreshing to be able to play some high level ball again.
Well, and you are not only here with the large schools East team, but some of the guys you play travel with, the Pella Christian, Lawson, and Will are here too. What's it been like getting to watch them play and watch them be in this All-Star Series? And you got to play against them one last time as well.
Yeah, I'm really happy for those guys getting nominated here. They both deserve it. And I miss playing with those guys. I miss playing U-Trip ball with them, and that was a really fun time. A lot of great memories with that. And I wish them all the best this weekend. And it's good to see them play and good to compete against them like we have been for the last 4 or 5 years. So.
Well, and then from your perspective, you've had a couple hits so far this week. You had a really nice catch in the first game. You know, what's it been like to be able to kind of showcase what you're able to do? Because obviously, like you said, it's been a couple tough years for the program, but even when you were younger, you were on some good teams. But what's it been like to feel like you're maybe right here with some of these guys who are some good ball players?
It's definitely, I appreciate being able to do that. Being recognized for your efforts is always a good time. That's a great hit. Being recognized for what you've been working for is always good. I just really appreciative. I'm just thankful to be here and thankful to be playing good ball.
Well, and what's it like for you to be able to wear the high school uniform one last time, a school where you started for multiple sports, had a lot of success in track and football and baseball and all the above?
It's really cool. It'd be a good way to close it out. It's been quite the run, playing 3-4 sports throughout my high school years. And one last time wearing the Pella jersey shouldn't hurt, that's for sure.
And then, as many people may know, because you told us during baseball season, you're going to Iowa State and you're going to walk on with Coach Campbell and that team. What are you looking forward to most about getting to class and getting on and to eventually practice and to get to know Coach Campbell and all the things that Iowa State football has to offer?
Well, it'll be really fun. I'm looking forward to it a lot. Getting out of town, I'm not necessarily a super homebody guy. I'll be able to meet a lot of new people, see a lot of new faces, experience a lot of new things, get out there and have a lot of fun, spend a lot of time kicking football. So it'll be a good time.
Well, and Iowa State's a program on the rise right now. How exciting is that to be a part of something that is growing and that, is building towards something potentially really special while you might be on the team?
It's a thrill, really. I've been watching them for the last few years, just been a slow rise like you were talking about. And in talent and the way that we can recruit and just getting better and better guys coming to the program. And I'm hoping to contribute to that. And it's really exciting to see.
Gabe Thomas, I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we're here at Lawson Broxford, Will Dembski. Last time I talked to you at the same time was way before the baseball season, but here we are at the end of your careers at the All-Star Series. First of all, what's it like to be playing here this weekend among some of the best players in Iowa and to be able to be on the field with some of these guys?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, these guys are really good, and I don't really know what to expect, but it's a lot to take in, yeah. They're really good.
Lawson?
Yeah, what Will said, it's kind of crazy because, these are the top players in Iowa, and I think it almost elevates our game a little bit too, because the expectation is higher. But a lot of these guys are nice. I mean, I've made a lot of friends, so it's fun. It's fun.
Well, and I'm talking to the two of you after you guys were the battery and the winning battery in the third game that was played this weekend. Will, we'll start with you. What's it like out there pitching against some of these guys who you know are good hitters 1 through 9? And what were some of the things you were able to do well?
Well, it's kind of different than conference play, because usually once you get to the bottom of the lineup in conference play, you can strike guys out pretty easily. But here, I had maybe 4 or 5 strikeouts on the night, and so it was just throw a cutter on the outside part of the plate, hope that they just hit it weakly instead of trying to strike them out. It was a whole different approach.
Well, Lawson, you got to catch it one last time. What was that like?
Oh, I mean, I've been used to it, and it was fun seeing him. He dominated the zone pretty well. And his off-speed is moving, everything. It was fun, because it's nice to see him play well in conference, and then he stuck around with these guys, and it's pretty awesome too.
And for you, Will, what's it like to pitch to Lawson one last time, to have the catcher who's caught so many of your games in your career?
It's really nice. I mean, we've always done certain things, like on full count, we'll always throw a cutter, and today it's nice having confidence that my catcher will call it in the right situations.
Well, and Lawson, you kind of talked a little bit about it. You've been rooming with guys like Jake Hilmer, and you've been getting to know so many different guys. What has it been like talking to other baseball players who are baseball guys who are going to go play in college like you are and have a similar experience?
It's surreal. All these guys are talking about going like JUCO and D1, and I'm sitting here going to Dort. But it's really fun to see their knowledge, too, because a lot of these schools get to the state tournament regularly. So it's kind of fun to learn from them as well.
And, Will, what's that been like for you, too, talking to guys who are baseball-minded, who are going to go play in college and have a similar experience?
Yeah, I mean, these guys have all, like, played in Florida, stuff like that, perfect game things, and it's just interesting hearing their experiences and who all they face and finding mutual relations there. It's pretty cool.
Well, one of the guys who is actually on another team who you played with quite a bit growing up was Gabe Thomas. Yeah. What's it like being here with him, too? And you guys got to play against him, actually, another time. What's it like having Gabe around and getting to see him as well?
Well, it's cool because we all grew up playing baseball together. We played USSSA with him. So to see all of us make this, it's pretty cool. It's kind of like what we dreamed about when we were little.
Yeah, I've taken a lesson on that. It's a lot of fun just seeing this all here.
Well, and what does it mean one last time to wear the Eagles jersey after such a special season this year? You guys had that great postseason run. What does it mean to be in the maroon and gold one last time?
It's awesome. I like it. I like to represent PC here, and yeah, I'm glad that I got the experiences.
Yeah, same here. Had a great year, and even though it was bittersweet ends, we know we're both playing baseball in college, and we had this going on too, so it's nice to wear it one more time.
And what's like moving on? You're going to Caltech, and you're headed to Dort.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it, so.
When do you move out there, then?
Late September. It's kind of okay. Late.
A little different. Yeah. And then for you going up the door.
Yeah, I got about 2 weeks. I leave the 23rd, and practice starts the 26th, so we're right back in it, so fun.
Lawson Brooks for Will Demski. Awesome to talk to you guys way back when it was March, and now to see your season's end. It's been a pleasure, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome.